My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What any chance?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands.
I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. She was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name.
Yeah.
She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if my favorite toys just happen to be half-naked muscular men? All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of the My Wife's Gonna Kill Me podcast. We're back, the three of us, the whole crew. And a little trend lately, we've been having a lot of people to talk to. And that's not going to change today. We have another guest, a little interview we want to do, a little, you know, bonding with people in the toy community. That's what we like to do here. So we would like to welcome, you would know him on Facebook as Zombie13
Customs
to the podcast. Welcome. Is he there?
Hey!
Hey! What's up, man?
I thought I lost you for a second. Yeah, actually, it's on Instagram. I'm not on Facebook.
Ah!
Oh, see? No Facebook whatsoever, huh?
No Facebook.
How come?
Right. I'm not in here in my day-to-day life, so
yeah,
Instagram only.
Gotcha. How old are you?
I am 39.
Wow.
You know, it's funny to me too because I don't know. There's people in this world I don't think that can even have a good day without knowing what's going on in my life. So, like, my Facebook, that's, like, kind of my gift to my friends and family.
Yeah, I've never really had too many people to share a lot of personal information with. So, and plus, I just don't really have time for Facebook because I'm so busy doing customs and working and, you know, stuff like that.
Well, and you know, in Instagram too, the at least in these circles in what we're talking about, which Zombie13 Customs, custom action figure, sculptor, painter, in you know, kind of that in that whole realm, Instagram really is that's kind of the way of those people. You know, you see politics on Twitter, you know, and then you see, like I said, the when it's photo driven like Instagram is, that's where a lot of you guys really seem to thrive.
A lot of creators.
Oh, absolutely. I've actually followed a few new people that I had no idea was doing what they were doing, and they've kind of inspired me to pick up some new things to try and different techniques to try with some of my customs. So it's really a sharing community, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been trying to up my Instagram game just because, you know, there is a big pocket of this community that we want to be involved with our podcast and with all the things that we do. And I really, this last episode we did, we had Cornboy from the Four Horsemen on, and I did a ton of posts and a bunch of pictures and all this cool stuff. And apparently it didn't reach the audience the way that I wanted it to, because I'm no good at the hashtags. So I gotta up my hashtag game. So I am gonna do some stuff while we're talking tonight to kind of advertise. I guess maybe advertise isn't the right word. Maybe brag. You know, that we got you on the phone and we talked with you. So I'm gonna work on my hashtag game while we're doing this. So.
Yeah, it's kind of all new to me, too. I'm still learning as I'm going.
Absolutely. Well, Eric, can we... we're going to do this little thing we do with all our guests where we ask some questions. They're deep personal questions about religion, politics, all the stuff everybody likes to talk about. Or no, we won't do that. We'll talk about toys. How about... So anyways, the first question is, you know, is just to get to know you as a you know, how you relate to action figures, collecting, and whatnot. So hey, when you were a kid, what did you like to play with and collect?
Oh, man, I was into a lot of different things. I didn't have a lot, so I was, you know, limited on what I did have. Turtles was a big part.
Okay, yeah.
Turtles. There was a little bit of G.I. Joe, a little bit of He-Man. I was really big into dinosaurs. And believe it or not, I still have all of my dinosaurs from when I was a little kid. I've still got them. All the little rubber dinosaurs and things like that. Still in a box somewhere.
Really? That's cool. So then did you, as you got older... What are the things that stuck with you? Did you at a certain age, did you go back to G.I. Joe or He-Man or anything like that?
It never really went away from me. I kind of held on to what I did have. And as I got older and, got a job, was able to work and buy new things, Marvel really picked up. And I remember seeing the very first... line of Marvel Legends. It was in a GameStop, and I went in and I put them up. And I looked at them. I said, you know, wow, these are really different. You know, this is something that's not like anything out there right now. And I picked up a couple of them. I even remember having Toad in my hand, and because he didn't have as much articulation as the other ones, I didn't buy him. I put him back on the shelf, and I never saw him again.
Interesting. So then. So were you a comic book guy?
I dipped my toe in a little bit. I have a bunch of comics still packed away somewhere that honestly I've never even cracked open and read. When I back in the early 2000s, I was living in Biloxi, Mississippi, and there was a couple of comic shops there, and they said, you know, oh, here, check this one out, check that one out. And they got me to buy a few issues and stuff like Spider-Man. Spider-Man was really big for me. I got a little carried away with them. And then Hurricane Katrina hit around 2005, and all of that went away for a while. I had to get my life back together. So there for a while during that time, it just kind of stopped for a little bit for me.
Uh-huh.
And the world kept going.
Okay. That must have been a game changer.
Your way of life kind of changes when something like that happens, and you just kind of pick up the pieces and just have to, you know, put everything back together the best you can and move on.
All right.
And you still currently live in that area, don't you?
I no longer live in Biloxi, Mississippi. I moved the state over to Louisiana so that my wife could be close to her family.
Okay.
So currently I'm in Louisiana.
All right.
So nowadays, now that you're older, what are you into? What's your big thing now? Is it that you like to get your hands on?
Mythic Legions.
Mythic Legions are it, huh?
Head over heels, Mythic Legions. And that's a lot of what I do custom-wise right now is for the Mythic Legion stuff.
How'd you find out about those?
I've actually been on board with the Four Horsemen since they started doing their own independent thing back in 2005 with the fantastic exclusive Zephyus. When the fan voting was going on with that, that's the Blue Minotaur that they did. This predates, you know, Mythic Legions by quite a few years. That's where the fans voted on, first of all, what character they were going to make, and then on stuff like color and the size of the figure, the articulation it was going to have, the weapon. So I was actually on board with Four Horsemen since then, and when Mythic Legions rolled around, I was excited, and then they started talking about, well, they don't know if it's going to be 4-inch or 6-inch. And I was disappointed when they said they're leaning close to the smaller scale. And Atlas was actually the first figure that really struck me. It's like, okay, I've got to have him.
Yeah.
No matter what scale they do it in. And I was actually collecting body parts to make a 6-inch version if they didn't. And then when they announced it was 6-inch, I was like, okay, I'm all in.
Cool. Atlas is like one of my favorite figures too. Love that guy.
Yeah, he started it for me with Mythic Allegiance.
Is Atlas the character you were talking about wanting the bear mount for?
Yeah, he's the one I want to get a bear for him to ride someday, I hope. That would be awesome. Well, great. So I guess that probably answers the next question. You mentioned you're married. If your wife had to make you give up toys, which ones would you keep? I'm assuming that's going to be Mythic Legions, huh?
Yeah, Mythic Legions right now. I can leave Marvel behind, DC, and everything else. Partly because Mythic Legions is also kind of my bread and butter, if you will. Because I get to make a little bit of money back on doing stuff for it.
Right. Cool. And then the last question is we like to ask is, are you out of the closet? In other words, do your family, friends, coworkers, whatever, do they know you are a toy guy?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Full on flaming toy guy. I know for sure.
Perfect. Perfect. You know, it's getting less and less nowadays that people hide it.
That's
just, you know, it's just getting to be not a big deal.
Right. You know, and pop culture has kind of helped drive that with so much stuff being brought to the mainstream. But you know, we've talked to people that, I mean, they literally, like, you go to their house and they wouldn't have anything displayed except for in one little room, and it always had the doors shut when company was over, and they didn't talk about it. And like I said, everybody's pretty much kind of it's toy pride these days, man. Everybody's flying the flag, and I mean, our parades are cons, obviously, but
right.
So
right.
Well, awesome. Oh, yeah. Man.
Absolutely.
Kind of to dovetail out of kind of our my wife is going to kill me questions. I have some questions that I wanted to ask you kind of more specifically about Zombie 13 Customs and kind of what that world does for you and means to you. And they're probably not in a great order. They're just kind of haphazardly written. But kind of one of the things I wanted to ask right out of the gate was, were you, when it comes to like the action figure side, did you were a collector? I mean, at what point did you decide that you wanted to repaint or sculpt or create? When did it go from, hey, I've got some cool toys, to I want to make these toys better, or I want to create my own toys?
For me, it started back in 1992. I had a friend, he's the one that got me into G.I. Joes. He had a lot of them, a lot of the vehicles, a lot of characters. And he was also into the X-Men. Well, he had taken one of them apart, see how it worked, and then he started experimenting on swapping body parts, and he ended up making a Gambit. And so he's the one that kind of lit the fire for customizing things. So I started getting some G.I. Joes and doing the same, just mixing body parts, adding a little bit of paint here and there, and making up my own characters. From there, it just kind of went from painting the X-Men 5-inch figures and whatnot. And then when Marvel Legends came around, I made a Batman from one of the Captain America figures.
Jesus, do you want us to hang up on you right now?
From there. I'm sorry, say that.
Do you want us to hang up on you right now? You made a Captain America into a Batman?
It was actually for the owner of one of the comic shops in Biloxi, Mississippi at the time.
So oh, that's
it was
way cool.
Personal custom.
Oh, absolutely.
It was actually my first commission.
Okay.
Wow. That's a long time ago.
Yeah. And you sure as hell don't want to know what Travis was experimenting in 1992. So.
I've heard stories.
Speaking of customs, you know, and commissions, I saw on your Instagram that you are currently not taking any. You know, what's going on with that?
I'm trying to play catch up. I've got a few commissions under my belt right now that usually what happens when somebody commissions me, it's usually, you know, one or two pieces, and then they get it, and they go, oh, my God, I got to have more. So it snowballs. It explodes. And that's kind of what happened with these two that I'm currently trying to crank out for these people and get out from under them. Once I'm done with that, I'll change my my header to where I'll take commissions on again. And there's no shortage of people asking. I get private messages all the time and emails, and I just, it's all kinds of stuff, all kinds of stuff. There's this one guy that just asked if I could sculpt these cake toppers for his friend's wedding and paint them. And while I'd love to, I can't do it in the time frame that he needs it done.
Do you feel like that is part of the issue, is that, you know, the time that it takes sometimes to do these customs? Like, I, you know, we have friends that do customs, and they almost, like, hate doing them because people are so, you know, you'll agree to take a commission, and you'll tell people, listen, this is going to take a while. And then they're contacting you, you know, once a week, saying, hey, how's it coming? And that pressure, is that part of it? Like, that's, we're doing customs for people, while, yes, the money is good and it's enjoyable sometimes, do you feel like it's always, it's worth it?
Sometimes, I guess it could go that way. I've only really had a couple of characters to where they were really pushy and impatient. Most of the time, everybody's pretty patient with me.
Oh, that's good.
I like to think that I get things done fairly quickly, but this is something that I do in my spare time. It's not something that I heavily rely on for income.
Right.
I have a full-time job. I am a full-time dad. I've got two kids. So things can get kind of busy for me in my personal life, to where I'm not always able to sit down every day and work on something. And when I do, usually it's in the middle of the night for a couple hours before I go to bed.
When you can sneak away from everybody. We've heard that story from other customizers as well, you know.
Can I ask what you...
Well, I mean, yeah, go ahead.
Can I ask what your day job is?
I totally couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
Oh, I'm sorry. I said, can I ask what your day job is?
My day job? Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm actually an engineer.
Oh, okay.
I work at a hospital. I'm technically, it's called an operations engineer. I oversee the equipment, making sure that it runs right. The AC stays on, the power stays on, and if not, make it happen. So,
cool.
Pretty important job.
Yeah. It's kind of the beating heart of the facility.
I remember when I used to work security at a hospital near where we live, and we were in the same department as plant operations, which were the engineers, you know, the guys that ran the boilers, the AC handlers and all that. And man, I tell you what, there was some nights where, man, when Murphy jumped on your back, it was going to be a long night, because you start dropping power, you start dropping AC in this weather or heat in the winter down one wing, and I tell you what, the pressure of that job, I've seen it, man. It's not fun.
Absolutely. There's this kind of running joke at the office where I work, and I work most weekends, and almost every weekend for the past couple of months, generators have come on. So it's kind of this thing, and they all kind of laugh about it in the shop, but it's totally serious. I tell them it happened almost every weekend.
Wow.
Do you,
it's definitely high pressure.
Oh, for sure. Do you have a background in art, as far as, did you ever do any formal training, or were you ever, you know, a pen and pencil artist or anything like that, a painter?
I was told that I was drawing since I could scribble on paper when I was a kid. I used to do a lot of drawing when I was in school, high school, made a little money on it. People wanting certain things drawn, I'd draw it for them. They'd give me a little cash on the side. I've done canvas painting for a little while. I used to sell, I called it tourist art down in New Orleans in the French Quarter. Just stuff, you know, people walking by. Oh, hey, that's cool. I got to have that. So I've always been into art. You know, always. No actual formal training, no schooling outside of, you know, art class in high school or whatever. Right. But I've always had this just talent, you know. So it's kind of always been there for me.
That's awesome. Do you, when you sculpt now, are you a digital sculptor, or do you still use like clay as a medium, or are you a little bit of both?
Zero digital. I'm all manual, all hands on.
Okay.
I use Epoxy Sculpt by Aves. That's my preferred medium whenever I'm sculpting anything. If you see on Instagram any of the stuff that I post where it said, okay, I sculpted this, that's what I use.
Okay. Well, very cool. Have you, obviously you've been doing Mythic Legions is a big piece of what you do. Do you have anything that, when you think back to kind of that library, do you have something that you just look back and you go, man, that was one of my favorite things that I've ever done? Do you have a one piece that just, for whatever reason, sets it apart from everything else you've done?
That one's not an easy question to answer. I've done quite a few things that I've sat back and looked at and said, you know, wow, I made that from almost nothing.
Right.
I can't think of one particular thing at the moment. It's been a lot of stuff.
Have you found that there is a fan favorite? Has there been something that has been like a bestseller for you, or something that you've got the most requests for?
Let's see. Probably currently, right now, everybody's knocking on my door for the Kalaros helmet and feet set for the Mythic Legion. Right now, everybody wants that item.
That's a great item. It's awesome, and I love it. Now, here's the question. Are you going to make the Panthor, Masters of the Universe Classics Panthor helmet for Purplore?
I have teased the base sculpt for that. It's on my Instagram, but I guess it's kind of, I didn't make it obvious, so it's kind of an Easter egg if you find it. But yes, I'm definitely sculpting a Panthor-styled helmet. And I'll give you a little exclusive here for your podcast.
All right.
I do plan on making the classic Battle Cat helmet.
Oh, okay.
So you hear it first here.
Awesome.
Right now.
Well, that's great, man. That was one of the things that that came to mind. That's kind of a hot ticket item right now, is that Kalaros helmet. And what's really cool to me is I saw the, I don't know if prototype's the right word, but seen it unpainted. And then we had fans of our show, that we follow on Facebook that interact with, that literally got it in their hand. And then an hour later already had it painted and already, we're posting pictures of it. I mean, that's gotta be a cool feeling to see something that you've created. Somebody's so excited about it, they drop what they're doing when that box shows up, and then an hour later they're posting photos, with it, with their own touch on it. You know, that's gotta be a neat feeling for you.
Oh, absolutely. And I love seeing, the different takes on how people would paint, one of my pieces, whether it's that or any of the feet sets that I've done or, anything really. I love seeing that part of it. And that's part of the sting of not being on Facebook, because I don't get to see a lot of that. But I've seen a few of them on Instagram. I've seen there's one guy on Source Horseman, on the Four Horsemen's message boards. He's posted one of his. And then, Nikki, Nicole on Instagram, she's got a lot of my pieces. And she's just a phenomenal painter. I love seeing what she does with my stuff.
Well, and that's really cool too. She's actually going to join us on Sunday and have kind of the same conversation with us. So You know, it,
oh,
we,
awesome.
Yeah, I mean, there's just been, we kind of had a lull, and we kind of had the same old people on. Oh, it's old man Kyle. Oh, it's Matt Rodriguez. And people were like, these guys suck. We need new people. So we appreciate
well,
you.
I'll tell you what, anytime you want me on the show, I'm more than happy to come back.
Well, that's absolutely awesome. Like I said, we really appreciate having you on, man. So zombie13.customs is your Instagram handle. Currently not accepting any commissions, but our listeners can, you know, kind of can make sure they follow you, and you'll keep updated when you're ready to take on some more work. You'll be on there letting people know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'll change something on there or make a post or it'll be known. I'm open for commissions.
Very cool. Right now, where the pieces that you've created, where are people able to get their hands on them?
There's actually a website called myactionfigurecustoms.com. That's where my stuff can be found and bought. It usually gets updated on Saturdays. So that's the kind of the end where you want to check where it's Saturdays gets the update. Doesn't always get updated on every Saturday, but whenever we have stock that we're able to put up, that's when it's available most of the time.
Very cool. You know, we've actually, we've been fortunate enough, Travis, either human traffics or prostitutes himself, something, he has a huge just influx of expendable income, and we've gotten quite a few boxes through the studio with myactionfigurecustoms.com on the side and been able to check out, you know, what you guys are doing, and also what, you know, our friend Chris Middlecamp from here, he's been doing some painting for those guys, and that stuff's just absolutely amazing. It's just, we've really enjoyed checking that stuff out. So, man, we appreciate you coming on, and keep up the good work, and we will we'll do a couple things. One, we'll make sure we stay in touch, and also two, if we see some stuff that is cool on Facebook, I'll try to screenshot it and fire it off to you on Instagram, just so you can kind of revel a little bit in the glory of some of the stuff you're creating.
All right, sounds good.
Awesome. Well, cool. Well, thanks again for coming on, man. It was an absolute pleasure. And we will hopefully talk to you in the future.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me again.
You got it, man. Take care.
All